Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The Department of the Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control, or OFAC, has sanctioned a network of 9 Mexican nationals involved in fentanyl, heroin, and other deadly drug trafficking and money laundering. This action underscores our commitment to target the networks of suppliers and facilitators that enable the illicit flow of deadly drugs into the United States, endangering the lives of our citizens, said Acting Undersecretary of the Treasury for Terrorism and Financial Intelligence, Bradley Smith. The Bunkays brothers are an influential group of heroin and cocaine trafficking associates from Jalisco, Nayarit, Mexico, and composed of brothers Ivan Atzeacatl Castaneda Meza, Giovanni Castaneda Meza, and Juan Carlos Castaneda Meza. In addition to heroin, the Bunkays brothers are involved in cocaine trafficking. Castellanos Meza has been involved in the brokering of cocaine sales and the transport of cocaine from Colombia via small airplanes and boats. In response, the Treasury Department designated the Bunkays brothers for having engaged in or attempted to engage in activities or transactions that have materially contributed to or pose a significant risk of materially contributing to the international proliferation of illicit drugs or their means of production. OFAC also designated Castillo Lopez, Navarro Cazada, Arias Ponce, Castillo Penada, and Castro Alvarez for having engaged in or attempted to engage in activities or transactions that have materially contributed to or pose a significant risk of materially contributing to the international proliferation of illicit drugs or their means of production. As a result of these sanctions, all property and interests in property of the designated persons described above that are in the United States or in the possession or control of U.S. persons are blocked and must be reported to OFAC. These latest actions are part of a whole-of-government effort to counter the global threat posed by the trafficking of illicit drugs into the United States that is causing the deaths of tens of thousands of Americans annually. OFAC, in coordination with its U.S. government partners and foreign counterparts, will continue to hold accountable those individuals and businesses involved in the manufacturing and sale of illicit drugs. The United States, in close coordination with our Mexican government partners, said Acting Undersecretary Smith, will continue to leverage all available tools to disrupt these criminal schemes and safeguard our communities.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.